This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you think about Hollywood directors, maybe what you conjure up is Spielberg or somebody like that framing the perfect shot, right? Just classic stuff. What if instead I tell you that what we're talking about is somebody bringing their unique cinematic vision to a bunch of cartoon birds slingshotting through the air, trying for some reason to hit green pigs? The Angry Birds movie, based, yes, on the game, opens this weekend amid predictions that it's going to top the box office. So, with animation becoming a bigger part of the movie industry, Marketplace's Adrian Hill examines the animation director's job frame by frame.
It's a pivotal scene. Near the end of the Angry Birds movie, the birds fly for the very first time.
Remember, the goal is the castle. Get to the castle. Who wants to go first?
Over here.
I do.
Considering its significance to the plot and the audience, you might expect this scene would be fully fleshed out in the script. Pages of dialogue, direction.
It was just a line, the birds start firing into Pig City and the action begins.
That's Fergal Reilly. He directed the movie along with Clay Cadis. The challenge of creating that moment, says Reilly.
The audience is going to expect the slingshot and the birds getting fired in to rescue their eggs and knock over buildings.
It's the essence of the game, the most predictable part of the story.
So how do we just blow their minds and make it really cinematic?
So they started where all good directors start, with motivation. Who are these birds? What's their backstory?
Why are these birds so angry?
After they delved deep into the psyches of their avian stars, they knew the flying scene could only belong to Matilda. She's the white bird.
She's been a zen hen up to this point. But now that sort of buried thread of anger that's sort of like just kind of bubbling beneath the surface, it comes right out.
But you still got to bring it to life.
And really behind every single little part of a moment that you see on screen is an amazing team of creative artists.
Writers, story artists, animators, people who light the scenes, do the visual effects. They obsessed over every detail of the launch scene.
Fire!
The way the camera moves, you know, rakes across Matilda as she, you know, as she flies through the air. The amount of fizz that comes out of Matilda's butt, you know, how explosive that egg is.
And how exactly that should sound.
It's got a lot of fear in it. It's got a lot of excitement.
Reilly says actress Maya Rudolph, who plays Matilda, took and retook that yell.
As many as Maya could withstand without losing her voice, screaming.
These are what's known in the animation world as efforts.
Which are non-dialogue sounds that come from the character. Everything from like, you know, sort of stretching back, you know, like the, you know, to the actual screams that they would make as they sailed through the air.
They're usually natural in live action films. A person groans when they lift a chair because they're lifting a chair.
But in animation, it's totally artificially created. So we have to describe each of those to the actor.
Animation directors are basically gods of their world. They control the way the wind blows, the angle of the sun, the way a hat flies off a character's head.
The great thing about animation is it's iterative. So at every stage, you have the opportunity to find more magic.
But those opportunities can tank an animation budget. Big rethinks late in the process, and it's back to the drawing board. Reilly says Angry Birds, which reportedly cost about $80 million, took only a couple years to make, relatively quick by animation standards. And when you see the launch scene, you start to understand the time and work that went into it, building out that one line in the script.
I just love the idea that you can world build, especially with today's technology, you can create anything that you can imagine.
Including a dry-witted red bird with big black eyebrows making a butt joke.
Huh, she can shoot fireballs out of her butt.
It looks spontaneous, but it's actually completely artificially created and thought about for months and months by dozens of people.
Because that's how you make a movie. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.